If you're carrying any change with you, check your quarters. One of them might be worth quite a bit more than face value. A number of Wisconsin commemorative quarters were minted last fall with at least two types of flaws on the backside, and they've shown up in the Southwest. And as the U.S. Mint scrambles to find out how it happened, coin collectors are scrambling to get their hands on the irregular 25-cent pieces. Ralph Finner is the editor of a Wisconsin coin collectors magazine called Sentinel, and he's tracking the story.
Well, the flaw itself is really quite easy to describe, and you do not need a magnifying glass to see it. If you have any Wisconsin quarters, it's just a matter of looking at the illustration on the reverse side where you see that Holstein cow smiling at you. And off to the right, you will see an ear of corn with leaves attached. The extra leaves will appear in an open area immediately above the cheese and under the one main leaf.
So sort of an extra frond.
Right,
kind of
right.
Sitting
just
off
a couple,
there
appear to be several extra leaves, and that's all.
If you listen carefully, you can hear listeners rustling through their pockets right now,
that's
trying
right
to find Wisconsin
that's
coins
right
to see
I'm
if
sure
they
they're
have
doing
one of
that all over the state.
Any idea how something like this can happen?
Oh, I suppose there are a number of ways that something like this could happen. The common reason would be to say that somebody had an accident, that something was dropped on one of the working dies. But I find it hard to believe that an accident could happen with two different working dies, similar damage appearing in the same general design area of each. This just doesn't ring true. It's almost as though somebody was playing games inside the mint proper.
So if you only saw one flaw, you might be able to buy that, but two flaws.
Yes, if this existed only on one of the coins, it would be plausible that this was an honest mistake, that somebody had an accident, because accidents do happen.
Where exactly and how have these coins surfaced?
Well, the coins have simply been found in bags of coins that were shipped from the Denver Mint to banks in the Southwest. Tucson, Arizona is where they were first found, and more recently they have surfaced in San Antonio.
Now, how much are these coins worth right now?
Well, I'm looking at a website from one of the dealers in Tucson where he has individual specimens. Prices are variable here from $99 to over $300 for the one variety, from $149 to $449 and up for the other.
Have you gone through your own pocket looking for one of these?
I have looked at the coins I have here. I have not found any.
Do you have a hankering to head down to the Southwest yourself now?
With the express purpose of getting some of these? I don't think so. Like I've told other people, I would not recommend taking out a second mortgage and going out to buy some of these. Who knows, maybe a whole bunch of these will surface in the coming weeks, in the coming months, and the price will plummet to little or nothing. Who knows?
Mr. Finner, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're very welcome.
Raleigh Finner of the coin collecting magazine Sentinel, speaking to us from Wisconsin. The U.S. Mint issued a statement yesterday saying it's looking into the matter. And by the way, one of the Wisconsin state quarters sold today on eBay for just over $1,000.